Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the New York Daily News, Pat Leonard, good enough to hop aboard with Mac and Myers. How are you, Pat?
Gentlemen, very well. I'm debating it with myself at the moment, so glad to join you guys in the fray.
Well, then talk to us about it. What is yourself saying to yourself?
I'm saying, first of all, I don't know if this is a good or a bad thing. I feel like you could have telegraphed the Giants, and I think a lot of people did, the Giants-Jason Garrett marriage. It was just more as a head coach as opposed to an offensive coordinator. It might not be an issue that he hasn't called his own plays in a while. Obviously he was part of Dak Prescott, a fourth round pick, becoming one of the better passers in the league, his second in passing yards this past season. So that's encouraging. I do worry a little bit in the bigger picture about the consistency aspect for Jones. The Giants are saying on the one hand that they're very excited about his development, but on the other hand, he has no consistency in the staff that remains that developed him. And he also now brings in an offensive coordinator who knows? I mean, this could be a two-year audition for Garrett's next head coaching job. So a little bit curious in that respect as well.
How about the timing of it on a Friday afternoon / evening or whatever? It's not, although you two newspaper guys may not agree, it's not as pointed as it used to be that you didn't need to do it on a Friday because the Saturday newspaper was 30 pages thick. It's an internet-driven world these days. But still, it's going to draw less attention on a Friday than a Saturday to many different venues. Why do you think the timing?
Yeah, well, first of all, I don't know if it was intentional or not on Joe Judge's part to actually not only for Garrett's news to come out, but for the Giants to officially confirm all of their top coordinator hires on a Friday night. I don't know if that's a message from the coach that he's trying to keep all the focus on the field and this kind of stuff he doesn't want splashed all over the headlines. I actually look at it more as this. I think Jerry Jones's decision to drag his feet and drag it out with Garrett, and instead of firing him out of his contract and letting it expire this past Tuesday, led into this awkward timing of it all. I mean, who knows? If Jerry Jones just ups and fires him early, maybe he's the Giants head coach and not their offensive coordinator. And, I don't know. I don't know how Jerry – we all know Jerry. I wouldn't put it past him to have dragged his feet on that to prevent that from happening. But I view the Friday night news dump resulting out of Garrett couldn't interview until Wednesday. He did interview that first day with the Giants Wednesday. And then apparently, my understanding, he just talked it over with his family and got an answer to them on Friday. There was a report, I think Chris Mortensen had said, that the Giants were going to go ahead and be one of the teams to interview Scott Linehan over the weekend. And they had already interviewed Mike Shula and pursued, even though they were denied a request with Brian Daboll. So maybe the threat of the Giants kind of looking at another candidate who was a little higher profile and intriguing, maybe that tipped Garrett to officially accept on a Friday. I'll tell you what, the timing, above all, was inconvenient for me. I wanted to hang out on a Friday night instead. I was pounding out copies. So that's what matters most, guys.
That's what I thought about all those years we worked together. It was always about you, Pat.
Hey, I haven't changed, Garrett.
Yeah. Here's one thing when you're talking about the timing and maybe Jerry was just sitting on it, but didn't the Giants get permission from Jerry to interview Garrett before his contract expired? So why would that have been any different to hire him as a coordinator to have to wait for his contract to expire?
They had requested permission to interview him.
Right.
I don't think it was ever officially accepted that they had set up an interview. So I think that was the difference. They requested it. Gary, you've already written a book about the Cowboys. I think you should write a second one just on that week and how Jerry handled that whole week. Because I think we all want to know the ins and outs of exactly why he did what he did. And really, also, I'm looking forward to talking to Garrett. I don't know if he's going to answer these questions, but just how he felt about that whole situation. There were reports that he was arguing to stay, and then also still there while McCarthy and Marvin Lewis are interviewing and being pranced around, and McCarthy ends up taking the job. Very interesting, awkward situation. But, of course, the Giants now land a guy who, frankly, even though Garrett is highly criticized, the one thing the Giants are impressed with is he beats the pants off them every time they play. So right. they probably have a higher opinion of his offense than a lot of teams because of how well the Cowboys have done against them in recent years.
Pat Leonard, Daily News football writer, our guest here on The Fan. All right, Garrett's going to grab more headlines and get more attention, but they did name their defensive coordinator as well. Patrick Graham, who's got Giant ties, was here just a couple years ago, but knows Judge for many years in New England. Not a, let's say, easily recognizable name to John Q. Public football fan, despite the fact that he hasn't had top-level experience. Does where he's had that experience give you faith that the Giants made a good hire?
My jury's out on this one. And I think part of the reason people are kind of excited about Garrett.
But you see what Pat did there? Jury, judge, he's using all these.
Yeah, very good. Exactly. Yeah, he writes in his spare time.
Exactly. But I actually think it helped Garrett's cause. Like, Giants fans are excited about it because when the Patrick Graham hire was made, everybody looked at that and they said, wait a second, we thought our first-year head coach was getting experienced former head coaches, people he could lean on next to him, and the guy he's hiring as his defensive coordinator, obviously, like you said, he worked for the Patriots, he worked for the Giants before he comes with some pedigree, but this was not that type of guy. This was not we know this name, we know he's the real deal. In fact, for the Dolphins to let him interview and take this job when it's only really a lateral move, I think says it all. Frankly, James Betcher, even though you heard people say that, oh, his defense is complicated, this and that, I think he got a raw deal here. And I don't think there's any – I'm not confident that Graham is going to be an improvement on Betcher. I think the bottom line is whether they spend money on better players on defense. But I would tell you, if I'm going to say I weigh pros and cons with Garrett, and I'm, you know, there's reason to be excited but also reason to be skeptical, I'm completely skeptical of the Graham hire. I'm not going to lie.
So, Pat, a couple times I tweeted – and although fans really kind of misunderstood what I was saying, I want to get your opinion on this. Yeah. I'm not saying the Giants should have tanked against Washington, because the players will never tank. They're trying to win games. They're trying to put good stuff on tape, both for the Giants and in case they're not with the Giants next year, for other teams to look at. All I was saying is that Giant fans will regret that Washington victory because it dropped them from number 2 to number 4. Last year, the Jets won a meaningless game in Buffalo late in the season, and it cost them the first pick in the draft, where they could have taken Nick Bosa, and they wound up with Quinn Williams, and we know what the difference between those two were this year. Right. What's your take on that? Would the Giants have just been better off, say, just losing that game in Washington, that they lose the flip in overtime, and the Redskins go down the field and score? So then you have Daniel Jones with 4 touchdowns instead of 5, and Barkley with probably about 240 yards total offense instead of 285 or whatever it was. But you get the loss, so you get number 2, and maybe you get Chase Young. Or is 4 good as good as 2, because you don't know what's going to happen over the next 3 months, and things always tend to change with the draft?
Well, I agree with your premise. There are two factors here. Number one is the Giants, the Giants have so many needs that if they don't get Chase Young and they get Jeffrey Okuda, the corner from Ohio State, or Isaiah Simmons, linebacker/safety from Clemson, like, they need an edge rusher, yes, but they also need a linebacker. They also need a corner, right? So I'm not necessarily Chase Young could be, transcendent, and they miss out on him. Just like you said, Nick Bosa changes a team, and now this team's in the NFC Championship game. So it could come back to bite them, but they have so many needs that they're in position to get a good player. But the other thing I would say, Gary, is this, and this was true when we were sitting there in the moment watching that Washington game, and obviously I was saying the same thing you are. Like, oh my, why would you jeopardize this? But what the Giants had at play there were two conflicting ideas. They had a head coach who, whether everybody realized it or not, but I know I was writing it at the time, Shurmur knew that he was getting fired and that, he was making a last-ditch effort to try and save his job. So your head coach was trying to win, mm-hmm. right? Whatever the organization thought was best as far as, oh, we would love to have a higher pick. the coach on the field was desperately trying to get a victory if it was somehow salvageable. And so that's why, even though they won and Giants fans were furious and he's standing up there at the podium basically tearing up about how much it means to win a game for him, you know, because it's been so long that his team looked like that, that was the conflicting idea there. So I guess that's a good example of why you would argue for alignment in an organization, Gary, because if the front office and your head coach, I guess, are pulling in two different directions, that's how you get results like that that could compromise your future.
Pat, at the quarterback position, we're all talking about Daniel Jones because we all know he's the future quarterback and how he's going to work with Garrett. Is Garrett going to stay? All these things. When are we going to get Eli news? Is there going to be an announcement or a pronouncement or rumors or whispers? I know that it's can't compare to Daniel Jones because he's the guy going forward, but Eli's got a nice long story going here in New York, and it needs some kind of ending. When are we going to get some word on that?
Well, real quick on Jones, they do believe in Jones, and they do like him, but the fact that they fired everybody, that all the coaches who developed him are out, should tell you that they're happy with some things with Jones, but not with everything. Or else they wouldn't have sent everybody packing who worked with him. I think the turnovers really bothered the Giants and the constant losing. So that is something to monitor, even though they do believe he's the guy. But your question about Eli, I would expect it to take a little bit longer than we would like as far as wanting an answer, wanting to just move on and see where the Giants are going from here. I think that Eli is fighting the same urges that he fought last year, the year before that. This idea that even though he's smart enough to understand that the writing is on the wall, because he has remained healthy, he believes that he can still play. I don't think he's going to walk himself into a situation where there's some embarrassing, publicly obvious situation where nobody wants to employ him and that forces him into retirement. But I think behind the scenes, he's going to work some of those avenues to see if he has a chance to start somewhere. I ultimately believe, though, Jody, that I think that Eli understands that retiring as a long time, only a Giant his entire career with two Super Bowls, I think that as far as legacy goes, that would be a beautiful thing, something that he would cherish. And also, frankly, even though he wants to keep playing, let's be honest, he doesn't have to prove anything else. Like, it would have been nice for him to go on that third run. But just because he didn't doesn't mean that those two don't stand tall for, you know, for the rest of time in this franchise history. And if we're talking in the NFL's 100th season, I mean, his two Super Bowl performances and his clutch performances will always be remembered in the history of the game. So I think he'll recognize eventually, once he realizes no one's going to hand him a starting job, that he's done enough and that it's time.
Pat, I can tell you that I had a long talk with Archie yesterday. The purpose of our talk initially was not about this subject, but obviously we kind of transitioned into it. And he said that, you know, Eli hasn't told him yet what he's going to do. And he said the hard thing for him is that physically he feels great and feels he can still play, but, you know, clearly doesn't want to be a backup here. And I don't think that would be good for Jones anyhow, having Eli not looking over his shoulder, but Jones has to establish himself as the leader of this team in 2020, and I think Eli's presence would hurt. And then would he want to go someplace and be a backup somewhere else? And I don't think yes, and I don't think that there's a starting job out there for him. So what I said to Archie was, shouldn't he take it as a blessing that physically he feels great, and Archie's had so many surgeries over the years, and he has a hard time getting around. But Eli feels great. He's got his two rings. He's living in Summit, New Jersey. He's not moving. That's going to be his base of operations, you know, for the foreseeable future. It's like the perfect time to walk away and take advantage of his good name and basically do anything in the corporate world he wants to do. So, although Archie didn't say it, I certainly got the impression he's going to retire.
Yeah, no, and that's great insight, you know, right from Archie's mouth. And I did like John Mara's suggestion that he made public on FAN of, you know, that he said that he had asked Eli if he would consider taking some sort of other position in the organization if he retires, you know, as an ambassador for the club, maybe he chips in thoughts to their, you know, he doesn't get too involved in the game plans, but of course, you know, acts as a shoulder, as somebody for Daniel Jones and the offensive staff to lean on, something like that, a bridge, somebody that everybody in this organization and this area wouldn't mind having around for as long as he wants to be around. But I agree with you, too. The one thing I didn't like that Mara said, and I think he's just trying to be respectful of Eli, but the fact that he left the door open to the possibility of Eli remaining a player here, that would be so, you just said it, but it would be so counterproductive and detrimental to Jones if somehow Eli remained here. And, I mean, Eli Manning told us directly, I don't want to back up, it's no fun. But I just thought Mara kind of leaving that door open, he's thinking about handling it the right way with Eli, but like you just said, that's not the right way to handle it for Jones.
Pat, here's one thing I'll guarantee you. When the announcement comes down, it won't be on a Friday afternoon. They'll do you solid. They'll do it on a Monday. They give you the entire week to cover it. We're pretty sure of that. Pat, good stuff. Thanks for coming on. Appreciate the insight, brother. Thanks.
Thanks, Jody. Thanks, Gary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.